In today's news headlines, the House Judiciary Committee on Friday morning voted 23-17 to pass two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, sending them to the full House for a vote as early as next week. 2 days of contentious debates among the panel's committee members were ended abruptly on Wednesday night by committee chair Gerald Nadler. On Friday morning, the proceedings resumed for a vote followed by Nadler's announcement.
Today is a solemn and sad day. For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the President for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The House will act expeditiously. Thank you.
Republican lawmakers continued their theme of outrage with Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas expressing the GOP's trademark anger at the challenge facing Trump.
This is an outrage. It sets the bar for any president of any party for the future to go through 3 years of hell like this president has. It's really unfortunate. This is a sad day for the country.
Trump on Friday responded to the vote saying he would do what he wanted and making clear that the Republican leadership in the Senate was coordinating with him.
And I'll do whatever I want. Look, we did nothing wrong. So I'll do long or short. I've heard Mitch. I've heard Lindsey. I think they are very much on agreement on some concept. I'll do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't mind the long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud. The whistleblower wrote a false report, and I really blew it up when I released the transcript of the call.
CNN reported on Wednesday that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell met with the top White House lawyer Pat Cipollone to coordinate their strategy in the Senate impeachment trial. Given that the Senate will vote on whether to remove Trump from office, senators are de facto jurors in the case, and McConnell's move may be akin to a juror collaborating with the defendant, something that would not be tolerated in a court of law. McConnell told Fox News, "My hope is that it will be a shorter process rather than a lengthy process," and he added he would be, quote, "in total coordination with the White House counsel. There will be no difference between the president's position and our position in how to handle this." Political historian John Meacham, in an interview this week, accused the Republican Party of, quote, "following a man rather than the U.S. Constitution." Meacham said on MSNBC, "The Republicans have basically become a monarchist party. Trump is their king, and their king, right or wrong." His accusations were underscored by former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who says he plans to say on Fox News that Trump is eligible for a third term and that he would be running Trump's 2024 campaign. In international news, Trump's counterpart in Britain, Boris Johnson, won a huge victory on Wednesday in a general election that he called in order to resolve the Brexit impasse.
"With this election, I think we've put an end to all those miserable threats of a second referendum. Yeah. And I say respectfully to our stentorian friend in the blue 12-star hat, that's it. Time to put a sock in the megaphone and give everybody some peace."
Out of 650 seats in Parliament, the Conservative Party won 365, compared to the Labour Party's 203. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn, who had downplayed Brexit and focused instead on preserving the national health system and expanding social programs, will now be stepping down as party leader. The Scottish National Party increased its presence in Parliament, winning a total of 48 seats and suggesting there is an appetite for Scottish independence from the UK. Nigel Farage's Brexit Party crashed, failing to win even a single seat. Mr. Farage has now said he plans to come to the US to campaign for President Trump's re-election. Trump lauded the election results, saying on Twitter that the US and UK would now be, quote, "free to strike a massive new trade deal after Brexit." Given the mandate Mr. Johnson has won, he will likely have a far smoother path to extricating the UK from the European Union. In a major victory for the Armenian American community, the U.S. Senate has unanimously passed a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide as perpetrated by Turkish forces more than 100 years ago. The House passed the resolution some months ago. The bill had been before the Senate multiple times, but was blocked by the Republican majority repeatedly. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez, who had been a longtime sponsor of the bill, hailed the victory, saying, "By passing my Armenian genocide resolution, the Senate finally stood up to confirm history. What happened from 1915 to 1923 was most assuredly genocide. There is no other word for it. There is no euphemism. There is no avoiding it." Because it passed unanimously, the bill does not require Trump's signature. Trump, who has aligned himself with Turkey's leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, had vociferously opposed the bill. In other news, a federal judge has said that Samoans ought to be recognized as U.S. citizens. Residents of the U.S. territory are considered U.S. nationals currently, which means they pay taxes but cannot vote or run for higher office. A U.S. district judge in Utah, ruling on a legal case that has been stuck for decades, said that Samoans ought to be considered citizens. The state of Kentucky has restored voting rights to nearly 150,000 former felons who were convicted of nonviolent crimes. The bill was signed by the newly seated Democrat Andrew Beshear on his third day as governor. AP explained that Kentucky has one of the country's highest voter disenfranchisement rates, with nearly 1 in 10 Kentuckians and nearly 1 in 4 African Americans currently not allowed to vote. The recent mass shooting in Jersey City, New Jersey, is being investigated as a terrorist act, according to New Jersey Attorney General Gurbir Grewal. Two people, a man and a woman, linked to a group called Black Hebrew Israelites, fired weapons in a kosher grocery store, killing 4 people, including a police officer, before being fatally shot themselves. Meanwhile, the Anti-Defamation League is singling out Fox News for spreading anti-Semitism. Jonathan A. Greenblatt, CEO of the ADL, wrote an op-ed on NBCNews.com saying, "What we're seeing today is the mainstreaming and normalizing of anti-Semitic tropes by elected leaders and media personalities that then empower bigots to speak and act with greater regularity and force than they would have even 5 or 10 years ago." Greenblatt added, "One of the worst offenders is the president's favorite network, Fox News." Greenblatt did support Trump's recent executive order identifying Jewish Americans as an ethnic group, not just a religious one. That order has divided the American Jewish community. The National Labor Relations Board, or NLRB, in a major decision has approved a settlement with the mega fast food corporation McDonald's over workers' rights. In a case that dragged on for years, organizers asserted that labor violations committed in McDonald's franchises were the responsibility of the parent company. But McDonald's offered a settlement in order to avoid a ruling that it was the joint owner of the franchises, and the NLRB gave its seal of approval. Union leaders will now not be able to bargain directly with McDonald's, and the company will not be held liable. And that does it for our news headlines today.